Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
This program is sponsored by the Alan Churchill Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. This is Alan Churchill speaking. Today, the Reverend Don Crisp, pastor of First Baptist Church, Smiths Falls, will be bringing the message. Welcome, Don, and thanks for being here.
Thank you again, Alan, for your invitation.
Today, Don is bringing a message entitled, Is Your Burden Heavy? But first, let's listen to Selah. I Need Thee Every Hour is the familiar song.
When I think I'm going under, part the waters, Lord. When I feel the waves around me calm the sea. When I cry for help, oh, hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me.
Don, we're looking forward to hearing the word that you have for us today.
Thank you, Alan. Alan, my message today is entitled, Is Your Burden Heavy? So many today are carrying a very heavy burden. Sometimes it seems like we're carrying the world on our shoulders. Many simply don't know how or where to unload the burden. Jesus addresses this issue in Matthew chapter 11, verse 30. I see it as a picture of Jesus with arms wide open, and here's what he says. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Our response to this invitation is to say, I need you every hour, Lord. I just love those words from that beautiful hymn. Now I begin this message with a picture of the Savior again, with arms wide open, and with him saying, come to me. The truth is, that's how many of us feel right now, heavy burdened, as we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And what we need right now is the rest that is found in the strong arms of the Lord Jesus. The fact is, the weight of all our burdens can emotionally wear down and tear down even the most faithful follower of Christ. Yes, even the most seasoned believer. The weight of our burdens can tire and weaken any of us, even the strong-willed. You see, carrying the heavy weight of our burdens can crush us, exhaust us, depress us, and temporarily defeat us. We need to know where to unload our burdens, and we need to know how. Where do you unload your burdens? Let me illustrate this. Let's go to New York City. You're on Fifth Avenue, and there is the Rockefeller Center. Go into the entrance of the building, and in there you will see a gigantic statue of Atlas. Oh, yes, a perfectly proportioned man who, with all his muscle straining, he is holding the world upon his shoulders. There he is, the most powerfully built man in the world, and yet he can barely stand up under his burden. Again, that's often how we feel at times. We feel we are carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders. Now let's leave the Rockefeller Center and go right across the street on Fifth Avenue, and there it is, St. Patrick's Cathedral. There behind the altar is the statue of Jesus as a boy. And please make note of this, with no effort, he is holding the world in one hand and the cross in his other hand. Now, do you think that if Jesus can hold the world in one hand, that he is able to hold you in the palm of his other hand as well? Of course he can. Isaiah said in Isaiah 49, verse 16, see, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Now, the question for today is this. Do you know where and how to unload your burdens? Who's carrying your burden? You or Jesus? Jesus teaches us three important lessons when it comes to handling our burdens. Here's life lesson number one. Don't worry, he says. Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 25, he says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his or her life? It's been said that worrying is like sitting in a rocking chair, rocking away. Look at all the energy you're using. So much motion. But you're not going anywhere. Dr. Jeremiah, David Jeremiah, in his book Slaying Giants in Your Life, he made the following comments. Don't worry about tomorrow's stress. Don't worry about yesterday's mess. Don't worry about yesterday's success. And don't worry about yesterday's distress. He quotes Mark Twain, who said, I am an old man and I've known a great many troubles, but most of them never happened. Listen again, Jesus says, don't worry. But he doesn't leave us there. He says, don't worry, and then he says, come to me. In other words, when we're tired and heavy burdened, we need to run into his strong arms and receive his rest, his strength, and his peace. That's what Isaiah meant when he said in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord your God is everlasting strength. You see, these heavy burdens can tie us up and leave us feeling shackled with nowhere to go. We feel trapped. We feel stuck. We feel like a prisoner. But when we turn to Jesus, he says, don't worry. Come to me. Run into my arms, for in my arms you will find love, forgiveness, hope, and healing. Oh, yes, what a marvelous friend we have in Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Let's break for a moment as we listen to Alan Jackson singing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. This is from his CD, Precious Memories.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Jesus says, don't worry, come to me. And the third thing he says is release your burdens to me. Here's a fact, it's really a picture. Many of us know that we go through valleys in our life. Think about valleys this way. There are relational valleys. There are financial valleys. There are illness valleys. There are mourning and grieving valleys. There are sin and guilt-laden valleys. They all have the following in common. They are inevitable. They are predictable. They are impartial. They are temporary. They are purposeful. And I believe also, as we look back on them, they're profitable. When walking through the valley of turmoil and pain, we need to release our burdens to the Lord. In Hosea chapter 2, verse 15, the Lord speaks to his people. The Lord is speaking to us, and this is what he says. I will make the valley of Achor a door of hope. Now that word Achor in the Hebrew means trouble. It means pain. Listen to what he's saying. I will make the valley of trouble and pain that you're going through a door of hope. Oh yes, when I say release these burdens, we know who we release them to. There's only one who is trustworthy and true. We need to release them to Jesus. Now we need to make note of how to release them to the Lord. I want to suggest there are five steps. The first thing we need to do is we need to lay our burdens down at his feet. We need to lay our burdens down at the foot of the cross. Many of us, as we go to church on Sundays, we know that we come in with our burdens and we're quite prepared to lay them at the altar, to lay them at the foot of the cross. But the second thing we need to do is we need to let them go. That's easier said than done. We need to let them go. The third thing we need to do is leave them behind. How often do you walk into church with your burdens? You lay them down, you let them go, but when the service ends, you pick them back up and you take them home. No, we need to lay them down, let them go, and leave them behind. And the best way to do that is, number four, look away from it. Look away from our burdens. And as we do so, we will be compelled by the Spirit of the living God to look to him, Jesus Christ, to look to him. And as we do so, we will find the love, the acceptance, the forgiveness, and the healing that we will need. It was August 1932 when Tommy Dorsey was scheduled to be the feature soloist at a large revival meeting in St. Louis. At the time, he and his wife were living in a little apartment on the south side of Chicago. His wife, Nettie, was pregnant with their first child. I've read different stories concerning this, how he kissed his wife goodbye that evening, but there was something in him. It was innate. It was a feeling that he shouldn't go. As a matter of fact, one story recounted that he left, and then he went back immediately. He'd forgot his music, and he went to her bedside again and prayed with her and kissed her again, and he knew that he shouldn't leave, but he had to go. He had an appointment. And there he was at the revival meetings. The Lord was blessing. The Lord was anointing. It was a marvelous time. And at the end of the revival meeting, a Western Union messenger handed him an urgent telegram. As he opened it, it said, "Your wife just died." Dorsey remembered everyone singing and clapping and worshiping God. And yet he was broken immediately. Crying and weeping, he raced home when he learnt that Nettie had given birth to a baby boy. He said, "I swung between grief and joy." Yet that night, the baby died as well. "I buried Nettie and our little boy together in the casket," he said. He managed to get through the funeral visitation and through the service. But when it was all over, he withdrew from family and friends, even from his beloved gospel music. He said, "I felt that God had done me an injustice." He went into a depression. In the midst of despair, a friend came to him and asked him to visit. And so Dorsey went and met with him. And the friend strategically arranged for Dorsey to sit in the living room where a piano was. And he left him alone. It wasn't long before Dorsey went to the piano and just began to play a little bit here and a little bit there. And then he had what I would call a God moment, a God appointment. His words are this: "I felt at peace. I felt as though I could reach out and touch God. I found myself playing a melody, one that I've never played before, and the words and the music just came to me immediately." These are the words he wrote to the tune we know so well. "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home." My question for you is this: is your burden heavy? Are you ready to run into the strong arms of Jesus? Can you hear him say, "Stop worrying, come to me without delay, and release your burdens"? Will you not now pray with me? Heavenly Father, our burdens are heavy, and we want to release them to you. In the name of Jesus, we commit our lives to you right now. Oh Jesus, will you not lift our burdens? Will you not replace the weight of those burdens with the presence of your love and your healing power? Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to look away and to look to you and no one else. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Amen.
Thank you, Don, for your timely message. Now here's Selah again singing that well-loved song that Don just talked about. It's called "Precious Lord."
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through to your light, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows dream, precious Lord, linger near. When my life
If you are a regular listener to this program, you are probably aware by now that Don Crisp has been joining me from time to time. I'm happy to announce today that he has agreed to partner with me on a regular basis. And so a new chapter of Good News in the Morning begins. Sometimes you will hear me, as usual, just as I have done for over 11 years. Other times you will hear both of us, or you may hear Don doing the entire broadcast. Both of us are excited about this new venture, and we pray that you will continue to tune in each Sunday morning at 6:30 as we continue to proclaim the good news of the gospel. Listeners, thank you for your words of encouragement and prayer and financial support. You keep us on the air week by week. If you can, please make out a check payable to the Alan Churchill Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario. KOG1WO. Mark it Good News Broadcast. We will send you a receipt at income tax time. Please also tell others about this program. You can find this and other programs of ours on the Internet by Googling the Alan Churchill Christian Ministries. Click on Ministries and then on Broadcasting. Also, some of my books are available over the Internet. And now will you pray with me?
Heavenly Father, you are the God of work and rest and pleasure. May all that we do this week be an offering of love as well as of duty. Keep us this day and every day in the spirit of kindness, simplicity, and joy. May your peace, which is beyond all understanding, guard our hearts and thoughts. And Heavenly Father, bless our new plans with Don for partnership in the gospel. Build a spirit of cooperation and ministry as we combine forces in testifying to the good news of Jesus Christ. Christ who died for us and rose again, that we may be saved, sanctified, and made servants of the kingdom. Amen. Now, to conclude our program, here are the messengers singing, note the title, A New Road I'm Traveling. May you know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart. And may the Heavenly Father surround you with His constant and abiding and accompanying love.
I've a new road I'm traveling and a new song to sing. I've a joy overflowing my soul. Like the dawn of tomorrow that comes after night, there's a wonder my eyes may behold. A new road to travel, a new song of joy, a new love to hold me, my heart to employ. A new hope undying, a new peace sublime. On this new road I'm traveling with a dear friend of mine. I've a new destination and a new guide to lead. O'er this new way I'm going today. Every step I am taking, I'm singing with joy. I have newness of life all the way. A new road to travel, a new song of joy, a new love to hold me, my heart to employ. A new hope undying, a new peace sublime. On this new road I'm traveling with a dear friend of mine.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.